I'm calling from Idaho. Well, my name is Ernie.
Hello, Ernie. Welcome.
What I had called in about is, yes, earlier someone had spoken of a Ouija board.
Yes.
And I had a very frightening experience with a Ouija board, first and only time and last time I would ever use one.
Good for you. Same with me. What happened?
Well, this girl that I worked with brought one to work. And she wanted to just fool around with it, and we were sitting there, and it was doing nothing but gibberish initially. And then all of a sudden, it started spelling out murder. And I was convinced it was her that was doing it. So I kind of lifted my hands up, acting like I was still in touch with the little
planchette. Yeah.
And it just kept spelling, so it startled me enough that I jerked my hands completely back, and that also startled her to the point where she jerked her hands away, and it kept moving.
All by itself?
By itself. Nobody was touching it, and I was just dumbfounded, and so was she, and we just started copying down what it was saying, and it talked about a murder in her family that was going to occur. And I had left the company, and I'd been gone for several years, but I remained in touch with her employer and asked how she was doing, because I liked her. She was a nice girl.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you hadn't heard. And I said, no. He said her youngest daughter had been buried alive in the desert out of Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. When did this happen?
This happened about in the mid-'80s.
Oh.
And I now I see a Ouija board and I just get a chill up and down my back.
Oh, man, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. You know, there is something to that. But you are one of the few calls I've ever had where the planchette moved by itself.
Well, I was convinced it was her that was moving it. And I thought she was really pulling the wool. But when I jerked back quickly, it startled her to the point that she released it as well.
Did they ever find the killer, do you know?
The last I've heard, they never have.
Never did.
And she was the girl that was murdered. She was, I think she was 14 when she was murdered.
Sad story.